A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that time on, he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time draws near. In your house I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'" The disciples then did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was the evening, he reclined at table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to him, one after another, "Surely it is not I, Lord." He said in reply, "He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes, as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born." Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." Jesus answered, "You have said so." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. They paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that time on he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. Surely, it is not I, Lord. This gospel story is particularly familiar to us during Holy Week. The scene is sad, familiar, dark. Judas standing there, taking money in exchange for his relationship with Jesus, selling his trust, bargaining his fidelity, auctioning off his intimacy with Jesus to the highest bidder, so to speak. What are you willing to give me? Because this passage is so familiar, we easily focus on the scene. First century Palestinian men, Jews, robed in ancient garb, seated in a dusty room, positioned in the shadows cast from the light of oil lamps. We need to be careful. Familiarity can lead to complacency, allowing us to judge Judas more harshly than ourselves and our own betrayal of our relationship with Christ, the Christ among us. Rather than picturing an ancient scene, picture 2011. This can be a scene of a much more personal betrayal that you and I are complicit in. It is April 2011. We are standing in a store with racks of low-priced clothing, low-priced fresh fruits and vegetables, boneless chicken breasts, thighs, legs, good price. And over there, cell phones, computers, printers, even GPS devices. What we do not see in this store are the faces of the women, children, and men throughout the world and in the United States who work 14 to 18 hours a day for wages barely able to buy food for their families. We do not see at least 27 million people in modern-day slavery across the world, 50% of which are children under the age of 18, many as young as 10 to 12. Dare we look at this scene, at the reality that industrialized countries like our own are the main consumers of the products of these people who are Christ among us? Indeed, we are tempted to go back to the first century room where Judas is standing with the 30 pieces of silver in his hands, but we have to stay here in 2011. And as we let sink in that behind the cheap prices we demand for food, clothing, electronics, and so much more, are countless exploited women, children, and men. When we do that, perhaps we realize that we too are standing there with 30 pieces of silver in our hands. During these last 5 weeks, cooperating with Grace through our faithfulness to fasting, abstinence, prayer, and almsgiving, we have been making room in our lives, in our days, in our minds, hearts, and souls, to consider how we are being called to right relationship with God, the call to awaken to the truth of being beloved, of all people being beloved, in relationship to God and each other. This call is being answered in each of our lives right now, or not. When our desire for low-priced goods becomes more important than the call to compassion and right relationship with others, that desire blinds us to sin. When we choose to remain unaware of who makes what we purchase and whether or not they are able to feed, clothe, and house their own children, that choice leads us away from grace. Betrayal is being unfaithful in guarding, maintaining, or fulfilling a relationship. Betrayal is personal. As we continue this road to Calvary with Christ the rest of this week, let us promise ourselves to become more aware of how our own choices might be complicit in these statistics which represent the lives of millions of children, women, and men. Let us beg God's mercy and forgiveness as we make new choices that value, guard, and maintain the dignity of all peoples. Let us not allow familiarity with this story of Judas to obscure the invitation to take one more step in the Lenten journey today, a step inviting us to consider our own betrayal of Christ among us, a step calling us into right relationship with all persons made in the image and likeness of God, a step calling us to see the crucified Christ among us.